Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Let's Do Afraid podcast. Good morning, Yvette. How are you doing?
Good morning, good morning. Good, how are you?
I'm good. It's Monday. I feel great. I love it. I'm excited. How are you?
I'm feeling good. It's just, it's Monday and my kid decided to be home today, so it backed up my plans because yeah, and I try to like prep and clean my area so that we could record and I'd be comfortable. But then my dog decided to move his crate across the whole living room this morning, so made a whole show before I got on it. So I was like, "Oh my God, no, you didn't."
That's funny. My son is sick, homesick today too, as well. So I think there's just something going around. So I feel you. It's this morning I was like running around more than usual because when I'm by myself, I just get myself ready. But when he's home, he's like, "I'm hungry. Can I have breakfast? Or I'm thirsty. Can I get this? Can I have a snack?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I just need to get ready for my episode."
Yes. So me.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. Pretty eventful weekend. We did the Latinas hike on Saturday morning, which is great. Something new that we've been doing every month. Get people out of their comfort zone or routine, I'd like to say, because a lot of the times we get stuck in our, Monday through Friday routine. And then weekends we have kids, so it's like, how do we find time for ourselves? And I feel like this is something great that we started. And every time I come out of there, it's like, okay, I'm not alone. We all got this. Like, we can all resonate. This is like time for ourselves. So it's been good.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I read this book over the weekend that I have to tell everyone about because it was so good. And I know you're not a book girly, but if you ever want to read a good book, this is one of them. It's called The Wrong Heart, and it's by Jennifer Hartman. It's such a
Okay.
beautiful cover. Even the cover alone would make me want to read this book. Like, it's so pretty. And I was hesitant at first to read this book because it's the second book that I've read from this author. And the first book that I read from her was called Still Beating. And till this day, I still feel a little traumatized after reading that book. It was about this like serial killer who kidnaps random people off the street and then like does all this crazy stuff to them to make them fall in love. And it's just like, I don't know, like it just really messed with my mind. And I did finish that book, but afterwards I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to read anything else by this author. Like it just, I don't know, like No me dejó buen sabor de boca at the end. But this book I loved and I rated it 5 stars. It's about this woman who her husband dies and he ends up donating his heart to somebody else. And so she kind of goes on this quest to kind of find this person, and it's a whole ordeal. But it's such a good book. I rated it 5 stars because honestly, when I rate a book 5 stars, it means that I wish I could go back in time just to read it again for the first time. Like I love it. I can't stop talking about it. I mean, it's a pretty big book, and I read it in like 2 days.
I was about to ask you, like, how much do you read in a day? Because I am so slow, like, I can barely do like 5 pages and I'll be sleeping.
Well, when I was younger, I used to be able to read a book in a day because I had so much time. And I would literally like from I woke up till I went to bed, I would be reading my book. You could not pay me to get off, I mean, stop reading my book. I obviously had more time before I had kids. In the summer, that's like all I would do is like read a book a day. Once I'm invested in a story, I'm almost become obsessed with it and I need to know the end. And
Yes.
that's the reason why I don't like to start series like on Netflix or things like that. I don't like to start z series because then I'm like, if I'm invested, I'm like, I need to finish watching it. Like I become obsessed, and it's you can't. I don't have the time to binge watch a series in one sitting. I have a lot of things to do. But yeah, books, it's kind of like that for me. And this book is 372 pages, and I literally read it in 2 days. I could not put it down. It was such a good book.
Oh my God, that's awesome. So what else did you do with the weekend? Like, is that all you did? Because I'm like, that sounds like I'm reading like 12 hours because I can't.
No, I would just like, I don't know. I'm a pretty fast reader, honestly. I'm a pretty fast reader, and it was not an all day ordeal. I did a lot of other things, I promise. But it's just like one of those things where like at night I was just like reading, 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 reading. But then I was like exhausted the next day. So it's not a good idea. But no, on Friday I went and had dinner with a friend who I hadn't seen in a while with her husband and my husband. It was like a double date. And then on Saturday, we had plans to go to a wedding, but my husband decided to have an accident. Just kidding.
My
I
God,
know.
I'm sorry.
No, he's totally fine. He's safe. He's healthy. I know I'm like laughing about it, but I'm one of those people that I have to like laugh so I don't cry. Like I just have to
Yes.
like when something traumatic happens, it's like I have to laugh about it.
Yeah.
It's just how I cope. Don't judge.
Yeah. No, my kids the same.
Yeah. But so yeah, he had an accident. He's totally fine. He's healthy, nothing crazy. It was like on a dirt bike, but it's meant for like little kids, so like my son uses it. My husband, decided to go to the store really fast, so he went to the store to get something. And when he was on his way back, he stopped to say hi to a friend, and then afterwards he was like coming home and le quiso acelerar, like to go really fast on the thing, and it like lifted and he fell. It was his whole thing. So he just like completely I mean, he hurt like his legs. There, he's fine. Like I'm telling you, he walks, he can walk and everything, but he was just in a lot of pain. So we ended up not going to the wedding. Obviously, he was just like in a lot of pain. So yeah, that's why I also had a lot of time to read because we were kind of just home where, usually we're like doing a million things.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then we went to Six Flags yesterday and because we had already bought the tickets and everything, and he ended up having to like he sat most of the time. He was just sitting. I offered to get him a wheelchair so I could push him around the park, pero no quiso. So he had some pain meds, that were prescribed to him, and then he was just like sitting in an area in Six Flags while me and the kids went and walked around because he couldn't walk much.
Yeah.
That was
Oh
my
my
week.
God. That's insane. I would have probably canceled. I don't know. But kids, it's like they
Well,
already look forward to it.
I was like, we were telling the kids, and I told my husband, I'm like, if you want to stay home, like we can stay home, no pressure. But the kids were looking forward to it, and we were gonna go with my husband's brother, so and his wife and his kids. So my kids were like so excited, and I don't like to drive far away by myself. It gives me a lot of anxiety. Sorry, we're trying to remember we don't want to say I have anxiety. It
Yes.
gives me a lot of anxiety to drive far away by myself. So I was like, if you don't go, I'm not gonna go. There's no way I'm gonna drive to, Vallejo by myself. Even though it's not even that far, it's like 45 minutes, but still. And he's like, no, like let's just go. I can sit down and I'll just won't walk much. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But yeah, I mean, he was a trooper. And then we came home and then I gave him a massage.
Yeah. Did he get scraped or anything, or burns?
Yeah, no, he did get scraped. Yeah, his knees, both of his knees are scraped. But that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like a crazy thing. I think it was just more like he was like really sore after.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope he feels better soon. And yeah, that's not, it's like I always say, there's never time to get sick. There's never time to have a downfall. But it's like, that's how life like tells you slow down. Or, it's like if we don't have our episodes, it's like everything just goes. And I tell my mom all the time, like, every time we want to go out somewhere, we have like this vacation planned or like going to the snow. My kids are sick. And I'm like, do I go? Do I cancel? Like, what do I do? Yeah, I feel you.
Have you seen all that like Casey Anthony drama? Do you know about the Casey Anthony case or no?
No, I was barely just, I was watching Gabby Petito last night, and then I was reading up, I saw like a documentary report or whatever it's called on TV the other day, and I was like, oh my God, it's so crazy how things play out. And then I saw you post stuff about that too yesterday.
Yeah, well, Casey Anthony was like a I forget that you're like way younger than I am, but it was like a big case when I think I was in college. So I can't remember the year exactly, but it's about a mom who everyone believed, like, popular opinion allegedly is that she killed her daughter, right? Like you can't convince me otherwise. I believe that she killed her daughter. But she was never convicted, so she never, did time or anything like that. I think she was convicted for like other things, but not for like killing her daughter. And it was just funny because I saw all these people post like, our country is so divided, but can we all agree on one thing that we just all hate, Casey Anthony? And so I did see that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like how funny, it's true. Like most people that you talk to, they don't like Casey Anthony, and they're like, she does not belong on TikTok. Like, no, you cannot make a comeback. You can't be famous. So I'm like,
Did you not
yeah, it's
get
funny.
charged?
What happened?
Did she not get charged?
No, she wasn't convicted of the murder. No.
What?
Yeah, you should look up the case.
Oh, I'm sorry, I know, but sometimes
Yeah.
I do, and then I start to feel anxiety, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this. Or, like, it's weird because after I had my panic attacks and all this stuff came on, I try to stay away from that kind of stuff because then my
Yeah.
mind will dwell on it and it'll go down paths like, oh my God, my kids went through this. Is that part of it? And I'm like, I was never like that. Like, and it's not that I don't trust people around my kids, it's just like the never knowing or the, I guess, the control, letting go of control, kind of like what Myra Hernandez had talked about. Like, we can't control
Yeah.
everything, but then our
Yeah.
mind goes off, you know, and we kind of have to coach it to that we can't always be in control. But like, it goes down that rabbit hole. So then I'm like, I should not be watching this, or, you know. So I try to
Yeah.
watch things when I feel better and I know I won't go down rabbit holes, or it has to be really early in the morning because then I'll start having nightmares. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I don't like to watch a lot of I do like to watch true crime, but I don't like to watch a lot of it if it involves children. Because it's same as you. But this case was like so big, and I'm pretty sure it was like before I had kids, or maybe my daughter was like small. I can't remember. It was a while ago, but it was just a case that you couldn't, I mean, it was everywhere on the news, and you heard about it, and you saw everything, and the trial was such a big deal, especially because they ended up saying she wasn't guilty. But yeah, so she kind of went off the radar for a long time, and then now she like resurfaced on TikTok, and so people are really upset about it. They're like, no, like you stop, like what are you doing? Like don't watch her videos, don't, give her any attention,
Trying
things
to
like
make
that.
money off that money. I mean, off that, you know, whole ordeal.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, it was funny when I saw those memes. I was like, yeah, at least we can agree on one thing,
It's just sometimes for me, it's like it makes me a little bit more upset sometimes because it's like, how do certain people get away with certain crimes? But then when it's like wrongfully charged or things that had nothing to do with you, but you're in jail, blamed for somebody else's stuff, it's like, if you're more like, sometimes I see it as racism. I'm sorry, I don't mean to go that route, but it's like I see it out in society. Like, if it was a Mexican or, sorry, a Hispanic person or any kind of Latin American person doing a
Oh, yeah.
crime, we're more than charged and we're like, we get the worst sentencing. But I mean, it also depends on who's on the trial.
Yeah. No, I agree. Or sometimes, a lot of times, you hear more cases about, white women. Like, or what, like for example, the was O'Reilly, I don't, can't remember any, Larkin O'Reilly, the girl who was I think she was like running recently, and she was attacked by somebody who was here illegally, and they killed her, and it was such a huge deal, which of course she deserves attention. I mean, it was a horrible crime, right? Or even Gabby Petito, such a beautiful young girl, horrible crime. But sometimes, like a lot of indigenous people, that women that end up getting murdered, or African American women or Hispanic women, it's not talked about as much on the news, on the media. Like it doesn't become such a big thing. So I do agree that that is unfortunate that they're not talked about as much, or even just like that their stories don't get enough attention, right? It's not covered by all of these media outlets.
I mean, even, oh my God, sorry, my mind went blank. The last week there was a post online, something about you're not hearing about all this stuff going on because all the news coverage is linked and partnered with the certain like media that wants to be out. And so it was, I forgot what the heck it was about. Something about immigration. I can't remember. But none of it was being covered. And it's like, where's all this stuff going on? You're only covering with like the stories you want to have out there. And it's crazy.
Yeah, it's the media is definitely, even though we like to think that it's free speech, sometimes I think that it's not so much. Like it is really controlled and about the things that we can and cannot see, right?
My God, did you see somebody post on my DEI post on Facebook? I had posted something about it, and then I got somebody responding to my, like, somebody that is my friend. I don't even know who it is. I can't even remember. But he responded, and I think it was a business owner, so that's why he's my quote unquote, I don't, not my friend, but you know what I
Acquaintance?
mean? There we go. Acquaintance, that's my word. That's why I had him as an acquaintance, but I was like, who are you? But then when I saw, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, but I do everything for, oh, it was something about DEI and public schools and like everything that's going on. And he was like, oh, if you are so concerned and this makes you feel anxious, why don't you take your kids out? Like, I do everything for my kids. I'm always present and blah, blah. And I took them out of public school, so they're in private school and all this stuff. And then I was like, Thank you. Your kids are lucky to have you. I said, but guess what? Not everybody has that chance. And I don't have that. I can't afford private education. Sorry.
I did see that. Yeah, I did see that comment, and I agree. We can't. Yeah, it's great. I'm glad that he can send his kids to private school, but a lot of us can't afford a private school, and some people can't afford to homeschool because they have to work.
Even
So,
then, we're not
yeah.
teachers. Like, the quality of education that we can give them may not be the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just like not everyone has the same opportunities and not everyone has the same capabilities. So I agree. It's not as easy. It's not as bl that black and white, right? It's not as easy as to say, oh, just take him out or put him into private school if you're that concerned about it. It's like, no, sir. It's not so black and white,
Had
you know?
somebody else tell me, oh, I have my kid in a private school, but they have scholarships. So that's how I got into it. And I was like, dude, I have three kids. You really think I'm going to get a scholarship for each kid? Like, and to continue going every year, like it's eventually going to be costly for me. And I honestly can't afford that right now. Like, and they're like, well, your priorities. I'm like, not everybody has the same priorities. Like, I have therapy. Like, not everybody knows what I have to pay for. Like, everybody's situation is different. I understand. And also at the same time, like, I want to better the system. I don't want to better just my kids because everybody deserves a good education, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. Like it's not just about my kids. Like yes, of course I love my kids. They're my priority, but at the same time it's like I do care about all of the children and we do want to see all of the kids succeed and have a good, good education and good opportunities in this country. How selfish is it to just be like, oh, I only care about my kids, you know?
Because they're like, oh, a lot of them are like, well, you can only do what you could control, right? So that's my kid. Take him out and do this. And I'm like, does that fix the problem? Like, if I have another kid down the road and I'm not able to afford this, like, is that going to fix the problem? No, I'm going to be back to square one. And our kids need to be going forward. After COVID, everybody's like so behind. So let's get them back going forward somehow. But yeah, sorry, that's something that I'm very passionate about. So
Yeah, for
I
sure.
go hours.
Speaking of, last thing I'll say about like culture is speaking of people that are getting a lot of hate. I don't know if you saw that there was this new documentary for Selena, and it was called Selena y los Dinos, and it came out on Sundance, but it was only there for I think a certain amount of hours. I think it sold out, is what I heard. It completely sold out. I was able to watch it, thank God. I got home, rented it right away, watched it right away, but it did sell out. And they said that that's like the first time that's ever happened in Sundance history. But so they're making this deal with Netflix. I think it's like $7 million, allegedly. Nothing, it's not been confirmed whether or not the Quintanilla family is going to accept that or not. But I was, so this girl did this post about it, right? And then I was looking at the comments, and all the comments were so, or not all of them, but most of them were just really mean and saying, like, oh, the Quintanilla family, like, they just need to let her rest. Like, they're taking advantage of her. They're just, after all these years, they're still using her for money and all these things. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, it's, if anyone knows or knew Selena, like if you were a true fan of Selena, you would know that her family was her whole world. Like I don't care, if she's been dead for this long, but she would want her family taken care of. She would want her family, to be all right. Like there's no world where Selena would not want her family to have, for her parents and her brother and her sister to be taken care of financially. So I'm like, first of all, it's their daughter. Like, leave them alone. They lost their daughter. Like, you don't know what they've been through. And then, second of all, like, do they never think about how excited the fans are? Like the Quintanilla family also is probably doing it for her fans, right? So like to kind of as a thank you for loving her for so many years and for keeping her memory alive, they're kind of giving us this gift. And to me, I'm just like so grateful that after, 30 years that she's passed, almost 30 years that she's passed, they are still, sharing a piece of her with all of us, and they don't have to do that.
Yeah. No,
So
it's
I
just
just,
like
yeah.
everybody always has something to say, and no matter what, like I've seen that a lot also with the Riveras. I know, like, the
Yeah,
mom passed and
exactly.
everything, and
Yeah.
like they're like, well, you're mooching off your mom. But like, why? Because you're not in that position. Because if you were in their position, you'd be doing the same thing,
Yeah.
right? You have to feed yourself, you have to feed your family, and your mom left this legacy. If you look at the purpose of why they do everything, it's to give their family a better life, right? And everything
Exactly.
that they do is for their family, right? So
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
saw that and they even say it when they're alive and now they've passed, then you should have no say in that. Like,
Yeah.
it doesn't make any sense. But yeah, and then they make this huge ordeal and then try to petition certain things, and it's like, Get out of there. Like, that's none of your business.
Yeah, and also, they want to keep their memory alive. It's like you don't want to just think that they died for, that their death wasn't important. You know what I mean? Like you want to celebrate their life too. You don't want everyone to just remember that they died. Like you want them to remember that they were a human, that they had dreams, like who they were. And I hope that more people watch that documentary because I know that a lot of people didn't get to watch it, but it was such a beautiful documentary. Like when I tell you that me and my kids were like crying, we were like crying. It was
So is
so,
it on
and I'm
Netflix?
not, and I'm not, and what?
Is it on Netflix?
No, not yet. So hopefully
Okay.
it will be on, but it's not yet on any streaming services yet. But it was so beautiful. I'm not a crier. I'm really not, but we were crying. Like it was so just. It was just beautiful, and like they showed never before seen videos and pictures of Selena and of not just her but of the family and like the struggle that they went through to get where they are. So yeah, it was a really beautiful documentary. I hope more people watch it. And yeah, haters are gonna keep hating, but I'm just grateful for anything and everything that the family gives us. And yeah, you're right. Like it's also for the legacy. It's not just they want them to remember them.
Wow,
It's like.
like what happens after they pass? Are they just supposed to like move on like nothing ever existed? How do you keep their memory alive, right?
Exactly. Yes. So moving on, we wanted to talk today a little bit about coping with fear and anxiety, and kind of ways that we cope with it. Something that always helps me, I've talked about this before. I know I talked about this with our episode with Mayra Hernandez, which was the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique, which it's five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. I do this a lot, especially when I travel. I've told you guys a lot that I do not like to fly. We're going to be flying to Hawaii very soon. And that is something that I will be doing on the plane for sure, because it really helps me to just kind of ground me and kind of helps me relax and not be so nervous or scared about, other things that are kind of out of my control in that moment while I'm on a plane.
I agree. And that 5-4-3-2-1, I didn't know it had all those different like tastes or the different senses. But what I do is always like try to ground myself, and it doesn't matter if it's in nature and grass or whatever. Like I do some exercises to ground myself, and then like I've been doing that 5-4-3-2-1 whenever I have like intrusive thoughts, because she did say like it brings you back to like focus and reattention yourself, which I think is great.
Yeah, and then, to kind of cope with fear, I think for me, I've come to realize that not doing something because I'm afraid doesn't really make the fear go away. So kind of gradually exposing myself to things that I'm afraid of, like even starting this podcast was a big overcoming a huge fear of mine. I always I've been wanting, I wanted to do it for a really long time, but I always felt like, no, nobody's going to want to listen to me. Like, I don't have anything important to say. But, at the end of the day, we did it for ourselves and to kind of prove to myself that I could do it and I do have important things to say. So, yeah, just exposing yourself to things that you're afraid of gradually, slowly. Even like when people start working out, because working out can be really scary for people. They say just, start off slow, start off with doing a one walk around your neighborhood a day, and then maybe it'll be two and, kind of build from there. I know we talked about that too in our episode with Cosita Sandra. She's so cute. Yeah, Sandra from Cositas Contreras. And she, the running thing was like a big, like every week she would increase, a minute that she would run, and that, helped her to achieve what she's achieved now. So yeah, so just little things like that, like exposing yourself to things you're afraid of. And then also I think to rem like for me, something that helps me a lot is to like just kind of remember little Myra and kind of take care of her and remember the things that she likes. I know, like I said, starting to read again was a big thing for me because I really enjoyed reading as a little girl. So that is kind of something that I've used to kind of reconnect with my inner child a little bit more. And I remember, little Meyer was so brave. She would sing in front of people, she would dance in front of people, she would make up dance routines with her friends and perform them, at at recess and lunch. So it's like, I try to like remember that little girl.
So true, you're
And
right back to my days.
yeah, I'm like, I can, I gotta, she's in there, she's somewhere. Like, I can find her. I just have to, like start doing the things that she likes doing again, kind of
Yeah.
remembering and honoring her. So that's something that's kind of helped me too to deal with anxiety and fear, different ways to cope with it.
It's interesting that you say that because at the whole walk that I was just talking about, and I totally forgot it was International Women's Day. So happy Women's Day
Oh,
late a little
yes.
bit, but that's what we were celebrating. And we had a local business from Petaluma who has an ice cream shop. And she told us that her family is in Kansas. So she's the only one here. And she has four kiddos, and one of them has Down syndrome. And so she does everything. Like, that's her drive to do a lot of the stuff. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, I have a special needs kid, and it was awesome to connect. And she was also saying, like, everything lo tienes que hacer, aunque tengas miedo, like, si no, nunca vas a llegar a donde quieres estar. And that's like, I had all these limiting beliefs, but I still had to open my business and I had to do all this stuff. She said, I have family in Kansas that have 20 different Michoacanas over there. She's all, but yeah, they're super far away and we don't have the same laws here as we do over there and like all the taxes and stuff. I was like, that's so interesting to look at. But yeah, they did talk a lot about that, a lot about you can do things in fears, just don't let it control you. And then also there's another local business owner that sells juices, and she was talking about wanting to do some kind of like co-working space where she'll have like space to dance because she loves to dance too, but she also wants to have her juices there. And then she would share that session for people to do like work from home or do projects there and like offer it for students to study. I was like, that's so cool because I always see you posting stuff about going to the library. And I was like, and I feel like we don't have that kind of hub for like Latinos, you know? And brought me back to like Nancy too, like Nancy Luong's message about like you want to go somewhere where you're comfortable. So if you don't see them and you don't feel like they represent you, then you know, like you don't see that in the future, or you don't see that as an example, and you like a lot of us are creating these examples for our family, right? Or creating these examples for our kids, and it's like, how do we do it? And then once we find those resources that you can resonate with, then I feel like it's a push. And I was like, this is awesome, like so many things are connecting. I was like, and Mike, like I'm on a podcast and we talk about this a lot of the time. And she's like, oh, that's awesome, and like the way things just go full circle was awesome.
Yeah, no, you're right. I do remember that. Yeah, with Nancy, we talked a lot about representation and how important it is to see, different people. For her, as an Asian woman, it was important to kind of, for other little Asian girls to see where she's at so they feel represented and they feel like, oh, I can do that too, right? I saw this, not a TED talk, but it was like somebody was doing like a quick 10-minute video or something. He said something along those lines too, where he was like, most of the people that become doctors are people that have doctors in their family. So they can see like that it's possible, right?
That's so awesome and interesting because I have a cousin who's an oral surgeon and his two kids are going into the same thing. I'm like, oh my God, that's so awesome. Like, you know? And also, another thing that came up over the weekend, my middle feeling child was being super emotional. And then I just like, in the middle of it, I felt, he's like, why do you always have me do everything? I'm like, honey, remember, like, I give people, depending on what they can do, like the capacity, like we all have chores here, like we all have chores, so it's kind of equal. I said, but sometimes you have to help a little bit more with things that you can do, and he can't really do. And then he like understood, right? And then also, he was crying about I don't know what. And then I was like, don't cry, like you're fine. And then after that, I'm like, Nancy's in my head. Okay, no, never mind. Cry it out. Like, give me a hug. You got this. Let's move past it. It's okay. Like, you know, and I was like, it's so crazy, but it happened over the
No.
weekend. And I was like, I have to talk about this because Nancy's amazing.
Oh, Nancy is amazing. And I feel like all the guests that we've had have been so amazing. And I'm like, gosh, if anything, we've learned so much, right?
Yes, it like changes my routine. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's not have this mental barrier. Let's move on, you know?
So I'm like, I hope that other people are watching the videos and learning and growing and enjoying the content. But at the end of the day, I'm like, gosh, the fact that you and I, like, we've learned so much and we're implementing the things that we've learned, and every single person that's been on here, we've learned so much from. And I'm just so grateful that they even took the time or the energy to sit with us and talk to us,
I agree. And that's something that I talked about too at the walk. I was like, you guys don't understand. Like, even if it's one viewer, like, it doesn't matter, you know, as long as we can relate with somebody, as long as they see or they can feel something that we're talking about, because otherwise it's just like, we're chisme anyways, or we're talking all the time, you know? And then there's another girl that has like a coffee business. She's like, I want to start a podcast. I'm like, girl, just do it. And there was another girl that was at the walk, and she's like, I've recorded myself and I've never put it on there. I'm like, just do it. Somebody will listen. Like, you're fine. And, you know, it'll make a difference to somebody. And as long as somebody listens, you're good. And even then, you just have a place to store it. Like,
Or even if it's just you'll make a difference in your own life, you
that's what I
know?
said. And I was like, well, all these people that we've interviewed, they've changed my life myself. So, I mean,
Oh, for
that's all
sure.
I take home for. And I'm happy to take that home, you know?
Yeah. Another thing that I think is important to talk about is daily affirmations. And before I started therapy, I would start my day looking up a different affirmation for that specific day and kind of, you know, try to repeat it to myself throughout the day. But what my therapist told me when I started going to therapy was that it doesn't, like, that's not really beneficial to you. Like, yeah, it's good that you're, you know, reading different quotes and being inspired by them. But in order for something to really be ingrained, it has to be repeated for like multiple days. So she said it was like better to just focus on like one affirmation and kind of put that in my on my mirror or somewhere where I could see it and say that to myself every day for, you know, 2 or 3 months or as long as I needed, and then I could pick a different one. An affirmation that I go to or that I say to myself a lot is kind of I'm enough, because that's something that I always struggle with, is feeling like I'm not enough. Even like when it comes to my family, and I this might sound ridiculous, but like I look at my husband and I think he's like the most handsome man in the world. And then I look at my children and I think they're the two most beautiful humans in the world. And then I always feel like the ugly duckling in my house. And I mean, like, to other people, they're probably like, that's so dumb, Maya. But I'm like, and it's not that I want to be prettier than them. That's not what I'm saying. But I just always feel like, God, like, what is my husband doing with me? Like, he's so hot. Like, he could do so much better. But then I have to kind of catch myself and be like, no, Maya, like, I am enough, you know? And yeah, like, I created those children too, you
Yeah,
know?
they're
Like,
half of you, even though they don't look like us, but
Even though they don't really look like me, but 50% of that DNA is mine, so I did something right, you know? So it's like I have to remind myself and just be like, no, I am enough. I am enough. And what helps me is like the tapping, like when I'm like feeling like those thoughts are coming into my mind where it's like I'm kind of saying mean things to myself. It's like, no, like I am enough. And just kind of like to be tapping myself in different parts of, you know, my body. And I see Anna do that all the time. She does
Yes,
it
I
all the
saw her.
time.
Can you please share what the ritual is? Because I don't
Yeah.
understand.
She does that a lot, and I learned that in therapy too, and I do that as well, and I love when I see her do it, it kind of reminds me to do it myself. She's amazing. That's another one if you know, want some or more people to follow, because that's the other thing. I feel like social media sometimes is so infiltrated, like people who, you know, they only put like their good side, right? So they only put like pictures where they look really good on, or you know, an activity that they did that day that, you know, they don't show the ugly side of their life. And so sometimes we can find ourselves comparing. So I a long time ago, like I wiped my social media of influencers that just didn't really, not that they didn't sit well with me, but maybe I just their message just didn't really speak to me, and I made it intentional to only follow influencers that were going to make me feel better about myself, not worse. So Anna, Grow with Anna, I think that's her handle, right? Grow with Anna is definitely one of those influencers who always makes me feel better about myself, and she always has like really good pieces of information. I mean, and really all of the people that we've talked to are people that I follow personally on social media because they all have such a positive message, and I look at them, they make me feel better about myself. They don't make me feel worse.
And for me, it's like we've been talked to all these amazing people, and a lot of them, like, I did know, and people that I didn't know, I'm like, dude, I feel like I've known you forever, but I've never known you. I just love your
Yeah.
message behind everything you do. And I'm like, this is amazing. And the other day, I was talking to Nancy, and she's like, oh my God, girl, thank you so much for the support. I'm like, girl, if I can make a change in your life, like that, I don't know what to say. Like, you leave me without words because I love the, like, everything you're doing, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, she's really sweet, and she's so like humble and cute, and I don't think she realizes like the impact that she has, but she's really, really sweet. But yeah, like I wouldn't feel bad about, I mean, a lot of the influence I didn't erase them necessarily because they did anything personal to me, but it was just like, you know, sometimes the things that they would talk about or the pictures I would post would make me feel worse about myself, and I'm like, I don't want to feel worse about myself, and
You
I want
compare
to be on social
yourself.
media. Yeah, and I want to be on social media. It's not something like that I want to just cut out of my life. So I did make it very intentional, you know, moving forward to only except or only follow influencers that made me feel good about myself. Nona, who we've talked to, is also one of the influencers that I follow because I love her style, and I love that even though she's not like this size zero, she finds clothes that fit well with her body, and she feels things that she feels good in, and she just always looks great. And I'm like, God, like if she can wear something and look so cute, like I can wear that too, you know?
Yes, like she always made me feel that way too. And it's like also the stuff she shares is really raw, like even personal. And I'm like, we can always relate a lot more when you're raw and personal and you don't filter everything. Because when she doesn't have makeup, she'll be on there. When she's not feeling her greatest, she's still on there. When she has downfalls, she'll share a lot of the stuff. Like even though we all have our episodes and we don't want to be on social media all the time, but she shares a lot of stuff, which I think is why people are so genuine and she has such a genuine following.
Yes, she's true. And she is one of the people. That's what I mean. I love people like that who also share the ugly, not the ugly, but you know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
they're
it's
not
the circle
afraid
of
to,
life.
yeah, they're not afraid to show when they're struggling with their mental health or struggling, like they're just having a bad day or, like I love when people aren't, and like she doesn't always look like she doesn't always have like perfect hair and her perfect makeup. Sometimes she just has a little bun on and, she still goes on there and on her stories. So I just love people like that who are genuine and honest, that
Yeah.
don't try to make it seem like everything's perfect because nobody's perfect.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So is there like an affirmation or something that you,
I always go with one day at a time. I have it on my arm. I tattooed it. I know you can't see it, but it's on there. That's the only tattoo I have. It's in Spanish. It says un día a la vez, but it always resonates with me. And it's like when I have those hardest moments, that's the reason why I got it, because I'm like, if I ever forget, like it's on my arm, like it's all it takes is to look down. So it pushes me through. And even on the hardest days, like tomorrow's gonna be a better day. And one day at a time. That's my main one that I always focus on whenever I have those crazy moments. But other than that, I do affirmations with my kids in the morning when I take them to school or when I pick them up. It's the I am beautiful, I am strong, I am enough, I am brave, I'm the best I can be, I'm a good friend, I'm loved. All the general routine is basically we repeat that all the time. And then at the end, like Elodie and I say girl power, and the boys like to say boy power. So it's something that we try to practice whenever we can, and it reminds them to have a good morning, and it puts me in a better mood every time we do it. So.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, me and my kids, when I take them to school every morning, we always say it's going to be a good day. That's what we say to each
Yes,
other.
we
Like,
end with that.
yeah, we say it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day today. Okay, so we wanted to announce the winner. We last solo episode, we announced that we wanted to do a giveaway for a facial, and we asked people to comment in the comment section, either a topic that they would like us to cover or a person that they wanted to have us interview. So we just really want to say thank you to those who participated. And Yvette is going to pick a name. We put all of, names in a container, and she's going to pick out a name. And yeah, we'll, good luck.
I'm gonna pick one out. Here we are. Here we are. Winner, winner, winner. Chicken dinner. And the winner is Valve 1722.
Congratulations. We hope you like it. Message us on the Instagram page. So the Let's Do It Afraid podcast page. Message us and we will contact you about whether you want us to drop it off, or I can also mail it to you as well. So just let us know what you want to do. So in conclusion, it's getting nice outside and it's getting me really excited for summer. I love this summer. The 4th of July is my favorite holiday. And it's not because I'm super patriarchal. Like, yes, I love this country. Of course, I love this country so much. But the thing that I love about the 4th of July, one, it's the weather. I feel it's like the perfect weather. Two, I love that my kids are out of school and I don't have to worry about bedtimes or anything like that. And number three, for me, I feel it's the only holiday where I have to do absolutely nothing. I don't have to buy anyone a gift. I don't have to cook anything. I don't have to plan anything. My kids, my husband and I, usually we go out. We like to go to Pier 39 on the 4th of July, spend our day in the city, watch the fireworks, and it's just the best holiday. I love it so much. But yeah, I'm so excited for summer. Are you excited for summer, Yvette?
Yes, I love summer. That's my favorite season, right? That's my favorite season of the year. And we usually go to Mexico when the kids get out of school, and then we spend a couple of weeks over there, which is great. Their season starts to rain, so I'm like, oh my God, I love like the hot weather here, so it's like I want to come back for that. But other than that, life in Mexico is always great. And yeah, I love not having to wake up at a certain amount of time, or being in the rush in the morning, because these kids are not morning people. So it's like, how do we, make this a better summer? Or sometimes it's like, I'm like, oh, I don't have a schedule. So then I'm like trying to work around crazy hours, or I just don't sit and do certain things. But I also try to enjoy them while they're little, because I'm like, I can get up and take them to the park when I'm like, I can set an hour to be here and do this, and then I can go do that. Like, I always have like a schedule to do, and that way I'm not always running around like a crazy chicken with no head on. But I try to do my best and enjoy them while they're little, and take them out and do whatever we can during the summer. And then also I try to focus on getting as much as I can done, even though like the chores aren't always the best during the summer, because everybody's all over the place, but we do our best. I love the summer.
Yeah, no, I love the summer, and I read a long time ago where it says you only get 18 summers with your children, and that really like stuck with me. And this is the last summer before my daughter becomes an adult and turns 18, so I'm really excited about this summer. I'm excited to just spend as much time with her as I can, and really spend as much time with both of my kids, create memories with both of them. It's really important for me for like both of them to bond. So like at night, they usually watch a movie together, just them two, and that's kind of like their little bonding time in the summer. And then we are also going to Mexico this year in the summer, so that'll be fun. It'll be a nice little family vacation. But yeah, no, I'm just so excited for long, beautiful days and no schedules and no big responsibilities. I mean, yeah, we still have to work, but for the most part, it's just like a lot more chill and laid back and not so structured. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yes, and that's interesting that you say that, because you love structure, but a little
I
free time
know.
don't hurt.
Well, I do. I mean, I feel like I still have structure in the summer, but it's not the same. Like, I don't feel as pressured because
Extra
there's
pressure.
no. Yeah, there's no bedtimes. There's no like we have to be up at this time. We have to be in bed by this time, So it's just like my structure becomes a little bit more lenient.
Yes,
If that makes
I
sense.
understand. No bedtime.
Yeah, no bedtime. But of course, they still have, their activities or sports and things like that that they do. So we still have things that we have to do, and I still have to work, but it's not as chaotic. I don't know if chaotic's the right word, but you know what I mean. Like it's not as
A little bit more like me.
For sure. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said, please let us know if you guys like these solo episodes, if you like more of our interview episodes. We would love your feedback. Remember to like the Instagram page, follow the YouTube page, like and subscribe to the channel, please, if you are watching us. You rate and review the podcast too, if you're on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to us. You can also rate the podcast there. Leave us your comments. And we will see you all next week.
Bye.